comes a point where you realize you're not progressing. You're having these, you're going up these hills, coming down these hills, going up some more hills, coming down some more hills. But what really prevents you from progressing is how you spend your time. You could create like a time management app to make sure you spend time well. You could buy an Apple Watch. You could do all sorts of things, to-do list and everything. But in the end of the day, you have to make sure you don't get distracted. Distractions take a couple minutes, and then all of a sudden, those couple minutes turn into a couple hours. You have to be accountable. You can't just use some type of to-do list a couple days and expect it to work. You can't just record every minute of your day and then not do anything based on the minutes you record. Every single second that you spend doing something is a second that you're not doing something else. It's impossible to be doing everything that you want to do at once. We have to make sure that the seconds you do spend doing something are worthwhile seconds. If you're going to be in the gym, that's going to be taking away from time that you're going to be working. If you're working, that's taking away time from your relationships. If you're in a relationship, that's taking time away from your finances. It's just a matter of life. You have to find the good balance. And you want to be good at what you do. So you have to learn how to focus well. And if there are shortcuts that help you, that give you the most bang for your buck, take them. But don't overspend time researching. But also don't spend no time researching and be impulsive. You have to make the smart choice with how you spend your time. And you realize the majority of your day is wasted, right? So at the end of every day, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to reflect at the end of every day. Did I waste today? Or did I spend today well? And what I think I'll find out is hard choices are the choices that you don't want to make any given day are the things that are worthwhile. They may not take that much effort as you think, but your impression that they take a ton of effort makes you put them off. And putting them off will mean you don't ever get to see the results from them. It's just human nature to want to see results without putting in the effort. But the thing is, that's just not how life works. You have to put in the effort, and then results will come. So the way I'm going to be more accountable to myself today and every day is I'm going to make a podcast each day till 2021, December 2021. And in this podcast, I'm going to give my thoughts, reflect a little bit. These aren't going to be edited podcasts. They're just going to be whatever is on my mind. And today, what's on my mind is how I spend my time is important. I have to be careful not to waste too much time on my phone, other time sinks, but my phone's a huge time sink. Get into bad habits that just waste time away. I mean, we're careful with money as a society, how we spend our money. Well, I have to argue, time's just as important. I have to be careful who we spend our time with, who we bother replying to, right, on social media. There's some people, but also, it's optimization. We don't have to reply to them right away. Maybe we set a time, let's say 9 p.m., where I reply to everyone on social media. Otherwise, I'm not going to reply to them. So that's one thing that we could do. Another thing that we could do is find out the distractors, like any type of app, and we'll limit them till after 9 o'clock. Before 9 o'clock, not allowed to use it. Find like all the small distractors and try to get rid of them. to be able to spend our time better. And one of the distractors might be our own minds, right? So we just start imagining whatever, thinking about something that right now is not main focus. And how much of our thoughts are just repeated thoughts? We have so many thoughts throughout the day. And if we take your thoughts and plot them in the span of years, how many of them are just like the same stories, revised, just imaginations, or just something that doesn't lead anywhere? And it's okay to have those, but some of them just don't make any sense to have. So it's your choice to continue thinking about something or not. So, be aware of the thoughts that come to your mind. Be aware how you think of yourself, and be aware of where you want to go. If you have some destination that you want to achieve, some place you'd like to be, you can't spend so much time just imagining about it. Know that you're not there yet, that's where you want to go, and figure out what you have to do to get there. What you have to do to get there today, this second, this minute. And then, just go and do it. It's not enough to be able to say you know the path, or to keep on telling yourself that you're going to be more productive from now on. At some point you realize you just got to do it. You can't just be just a bunch of BS if you just keep talking to yourself, telling yourself this is how it's going to be. It's just, you got to start somewhere. And that's kind of the idea of today being the first podcast. It's never going to be a day where the podcast just comes out perfectly. And I think the idea of just doing it directly from my phone instead of making it too professional is just to get content out there. And once I get a bunch of content out there, comfortable with talking on the fly, then we could get a little bit more professional. Alright, so I guess that's it for today. So in summary, because I do want to conclude with summaries at the end of each podcast, is you gotta spend your time better. You gotta figure out all the distractors, avoid them like the plague. You gotta be conscious of things that just feed for your time, like notifications that just take your thoughts away from whatever you're doing. You want to know what you should be doing at that moment. And every time you choose to do one thing, you're choosing not to do other things. So that's important. So right now, I'm choosing to make this podcast instead of working. And, you know, you have to make sure that what you're choosing to do is a good choice. Right now, I don't know. It doesn't seem like a good choice. I'm going to get to work. But every time, be good at one thing, you sacrifice other things. You only have so much time in the day. And distractors are plague-like because you're sacrificing good productive habits or something, doing something worthwhile to just be distracted. Anyone could be on TikTok, Netflix, Snapchat all day. But the thing is, these things are all just distractions. Take you away from doing anything cool. And when you die, forget death, forget the Stoics. When you live today, the thing you're going to be most proud of is what you got done today. What you get done is just a podcast, Snapchat, TikTok, I don't know. Doesn't seem too worthwhile, you know. It makes more sense to get done things that are hard to do. And the things that are hard to do probably are the most satisfying things that you could do, right? Things that are easy to do won't give you that much satisfaction. Anyone can do it. The things that are hard but not too many people could do are the things that give you the most satisfaction, bang for your buck. So in summer, again, spend your time well. Know the opportunity cost of every second you choose to do something. And make sure that you're doing something worthwhile that's progressing to some goal. You're not just wasting time away. And at the end of the day, make a reflection to see if you're making progress or not. Because in the end of the day, progress is the most important thing. Bye.